I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The summer when I was 7, I spent long afternoons at the local pool. I moved back and forth between the baby pool and the big block-long pool with its lanes and diving boards and its throng of teenagers. Everything smelled of coconut suntan oil, a smell I still associate with those bright blue skies and hot, happy days. For a few weeks that same summer, I went back to the pool in the evenings. There, I sat dangling my legs in an unused lane while my mother took swimming lessons. She wore a black one-piece bathing suit and a swimming cap adorned with white rubber flowers. She learned the crawl, the backstroke. She treaded water. She floated with increasing comfort and ease, just as I had done the summer before. I always just figured my mother had been too busy to swim growing up, that she'd been a farm girl with work to do in the summers. I imagined she was playing catch-up in those evening swim classes, finally getting around to something she'd never had time for before. It wasn't until I encountered today's poem, Variations in Blue, by Lauren K. Alain, that I realized my mother was righting a wrong. The first time I read Elaine's poem, I cried. It opens with a brief dialogue between the poet, who grew up swimming crystal clear waters in Trinidad and Tobago, and Black Appalachian poet Frank X. Walker. Their quick back and forth highlights one of the effects of Jim Crow laws in this country, which is that generations of Blacks growing up in segregated communities never learned to swim. Growing up, Black kids like my mother and her siblings cooled off and had fun splashing in creeks and ponds and fishing holes. But the safety and comfort of clean, clear water and the watchful eye of lifeguards, none of that was available to them. Variations in Blue by Lauren K. Alain for Frank X. Walker. FXW. I don't know how to swim. Me. What? FXW. There were no pools for Black folk when I was coming up. In Sleep's 3D theater, Home, a green island surrounded by the blue of ocean. Zoom to the heart, see the Kuva swimming pool filled with us, Black children shrieking our joy in a haze of sun. Our lifeguard, Rodney, his skin flawless and gleaming black as fresh oil, his strut along the pool's edge, his swoon-worthy smile. Daddy, a beach ball-bellied Poseidon, droplets diamonding his afro. My brother, hollering as he jumps into his bright blue fear, his return to air gasping and triumphant. And there, the girl I was, dumpling thick and sun brown, stripped down to the red two-piece suit my mother had made by hand, afloat in the blue bed of water, the blue sky beaming above. When I wake up, I'm in America, where Dorothy Dandridge once emptied a pool with her pinky, and in Texas, a Black girl's body draped in its hopeful tasseled bikini struck earth instead of water, a policeman's blue-clad knees pinning her back, her indigo wail a siren. I want this to be a dream, but I am awake, and in this place where the only blue named Home is a song, and we are meant to sink, to sputter, to drown. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.